In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
You, how can you be Scuzz Crumalot? I mean, oh my. I know you. You saved. You were at the awards gala for the.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You saw me, too. I wanted to be seen. So, can I use your computer, or how are we doing?
Cut to the chase.
I guess my question would be, what are you here to use the computer for?
Let me ask.
This is so weird because I'm trying to imitate my friend Paul Foxcroft, who has done this voice in pre-recorded messages, and now I'm trying to do it.
That's cute. Does he ever do your voice, do you think?
Oh, probably. I'm doing a terrible job at it. He's going to be deeply offended.
Is he big on interrupting people when they're trying to do stuff? Or okay. Sorry, Paul. I can't imagine you are. Sorry that Travis thinks that's part of the Paul character. It's the interruptions.
So what makes you so sure that I can't be Scuzz Bucket?
Scuzz Crumalot.
Precise?
Well, I guess I'm just confused as to why an animal hero would be reaching out to be hired for Hinch work.
So, I don't know how much you know about the amphibophores, but they've been keeping me on the outside for too long. But I do have, you know, insight into their, like, whole thing, man. So maybe you can let me in, and I got a little bit of extra insight, and I could just show, you know, the boss. Wink, wink, wink. Then I'm a pearl.
Well, this is very convincing argument, Justin. So roll 3d8 for me.
I want to show the clam that I'm a pearl.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Which starts as an irritant, so I think you're well on your way.
Yes.
Dad, I'm sorry you can't aren't in the room and I didn't hear that because it was withering. But unfortunately, you said it to yourself on the toilet or something. I don't know. I don't forget where you're at.
He's in the IT room that he's kind of turned into a toilet.
Yeah.
Bean, sorry. I was so deep in character, I didn't have roll 20 up because I had merged with the game.
Now tell me what that has to do with being in character.
What?
What does being in character mean you can't get on roll on a website?
Because I'm part of it. Like, I'm not seeing the roles anymore. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I've transcended
that's
it.
That's cool. Oh, my God.
Wow. 3 successes.
His hand retreats from the security call button.
Ah, yes, I see. You've been put down too long, pushed to the back for too long. And now you're ready to turncoat, as it will, to change
lines. Precisely. And then Axelisle sits down in the chair and props his feet up on the desk. Let me give you a few of my Bonnie Fidos. I got this hatchet, man. It's an incredible tool. I have better than average strength. Pretty moist all the time. Can breathe in almost any environment. Super hiding, super exfiltration.
Of course, he's typing this all in.
Yeah. Really comfortable in outdoor environments, in the dark, no problem.
And what level
don't have teeth.
Okay.
Please be conscious around like Christmas gift-giving time.
Okay. Hard to tear open packages.
No hard candies.
Okay.
Or the like.
I suppose my follow-up question is, what level of crime are you comfortable committing?
Green Hill Zone.
Oh, my.
Little bit of a joke. I'd rather not maim the innocent, you know. Okay. I don't really feel like I could ever start a fire. That would feel weird.
Okay.
But other than that, I could do pretty much any crime, no matter how nasty it is, really. I mean, I'm pretty morally... I don't have morals, really. I'll do any sort of nasty crimes. I will... anything you need. Basically, I'm the worst person I know, and I'm not even a person.
And will you be operating as Axelisle or as Scuzz Cromalot?
So I've got a new thing that I've been trying to do. I've got a new identity that I'm trying out.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. Maxolile.
Ooh.
It's a new rebrand, kind of an all-leather black. You know what I'm saying? Do you pick up what I'm sort of...
Like a leather mask as well?
Like all-leather. Every inch. Leather, okay. leather. You red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow, all over. All right? Okay. Covered. Hoof to snout. And I got neither. All right?
Okay.
Full black leather Maxolotl, can you imagine it?
Yes, it sounds pretty.
And then
wait, cool.
I have more of a thing. Listen.
Oh, okay.
He's my brother.
Oh.
What? So when people are like, "Seems pretty suspicious," I'll say, "Indeed, it does." He was supposed to be in jail. That's my brother, Maxolotl.
Oh, an evil brother. Yes, excellent. Evil good backstory. Yeah.
I don't know if you've got any of those going around right now. I don't want to step on any hooves or webbings or what have you.
Well, we have evil cousin and an evil sister.
Yeah.
But no evil brothers. This is actually, fill a good slot. Okay, well, I've taken down your information, and I'll put you into the Rolodex, so to speak, and you'll be hearing from us, Maxolotl.
Well, that's not going to do it, right? So I've got cold feet. Again, I don't, but you, metaphorically speaking, my feet are moist and maintain a pretty solid temperature. And aren't technically feet, I guess. Anyway, listen, man, I need to do crime for right now. I'm going wild for it. I think if I don't do a crime soon, I'm just going to go wild. The evil's building up inside me. I've just started doing evil stuff for no reason. Yesterday, I went to my grandma and I knocked a sandwich she had worked really hard on right on the ground.
Oh, that I'm going to put that in your file, actually. That's,
yeah, so you understand, good. Man. I want to put this evil to good use. I just don't want to go around messing up people's day. I want to make something destructive, something that with an impact.
Hmm. Okay, well, I could get you started working, let's see.
What's the holdup? You tell me, what can I do to knock some of these pylons out of my way? Let me plow into this church.
Well, you do seem to be sort of like a water-based kind of villain. I could maybe add you in with Eel Patrick Harris and Hammerhead and Squidmark. Do you know them?
I don't know if I should say I do or not.
Okay.
It's cool.
Well,
hold on, I'm thinking.
Yeah. A little bit.
Off and on.
Okay.
One of them.
Well, I could add you to their lineup and see.
They like me. Whichever one I know is a big fan. Don't ask.
Okay. All right. And then we could, you know, work your way up to maybe doing your own jobs and this.
Well,
sort of...
I tell you what, I'd love to get a little FaceTime with the boss if I could, just to sort of work out some of the lowercase j's and cross t's and what have you.
Oh, well, I don't think that will be possible. The boss is very busy, and
I could do a crime to you.
Excuse me?
I could do a crime to you. I feel one building up.
Is that a threat?
It's not a threat. It's an entreaty. It's a cry for help. I'm going to do a crime. I can feel one. I can feel a crime.
His hand starts moving back towards the...
No, you're not going to need that to help you. You won't help. Can I please just meet Clamshell one more time? I'm a huge fan.
I am...
All right, Clamshell, tell you what.
But sorry, my name's Krillium. I use the pseudonym Clamshell to arrange these meetings.
So you are okay, so you get it. I'm going to keep my voice down because I'm assuming the whole clam thing is incognito, right?
Yes, just as you're Maxolotl.
Who?
Exactly.
My brother's name is Maxolotl.
Wink.
Are you okay?
Yes. No, I have very large shrimp eyes.
All right.
Yes. So I have to say wink. I don't have eyelids.
And it's a podcast. Listen, do you think there's any chance that I might be able to meet the big guy?
I'm certain I don't know what you mean.
The big guy upstairs, you know.
God?
I'm sorry, but I believe that this first meeting is over. If you will please leave the premises.
Oh, come on. Give me what I need. Come on, just tell me.
I mean, Justin, that's such a convincing argument.
Yeah, come on, please. Come on now, I need it.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but I will. And then I press the speaker button on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So now we're silent. Because if we talk, it'll go all out over the whole bank. So now it's a show.
He's not the principal Griffin, of high school.
It's a silent podcast showdown.
Okay.
Have we heard the walrus's voice?
I don't think so.
So, all right. What Axel Lyle is saying with his eyebrows that he doesn't have is, hey, I'm going to tell everybody that you're Clamshell unless you will introduce me to the walrus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Krillium doesn't have eyebrows. But what he's saying with his antenna is that's not possible. That's not going to happen. But please also don't tell anyone I'm Clamshell.
That's great. These are two really, really solid argumentative positions you guys are holding up right now.
So mine boils down, if I can recap, kids, because in case you kids got lost in this sort of plotting, what Axel Lyle is saying is, please tell me.
Yeah.
And what what Clamshell is saying is, I don't want.
Yeah. So he's, yes. And also, Axel Lyle is.
I want Clamshell too, but Clamshell doesn't want me to.
Right.
Because mine would move mine forward.
Right.
Right. And that's not.
And Axel Lyle is saying, I'm extorting you. And Krillium is saying, I'm not giving you the thing you want, but also don't extort me.
Please don't.
Please don't.
All right. I take my finger off the button. Well played. Why can't you tell me about the walrus?
If I did have some connection with someone named Walrus, which I'm not saying I do.
You already told me you're Clamshell. Why are you playing?
Well, then
I would
get in an extreme amount of trouble,
right? Just like if I told everybody you're Clamshell, right?
Okay, so you're asking, like, who I'm more afraid of getting in trouble with.
Yeah, and I'll give you a hint. It should be the person in the room with you.
All right.
And then this shut the lights off.
Whoa.
Because I have night vision.
Do we know that shrimps don't?
We don't think they have eyes. I think that's where we're at right now.
When you shut off the lights with your night vision, you are able to see well enough to see that he is fumbling on the desk for the security call button.
Sorry, Travis, can I just clarify? Is there a window to where, like, the light is streaming?
No, this is
still
a very private office.
Okay, it's a very private office. Okay. I gotta grab Clamshell in a three-quarter Nelson.
A three-quarter Nelson?
Yeah, a lot of think it's illegal still, but it's you're absolutely allowed to if the moment, you know, arrives where you have to.
Okay. Roll 3d8 for me.
Okay, so that's cowbunga.
Five, cowbunga.
You get him fully in a three-quarter Nelson before he's able to push the button. He is panicking.
Now listen, if I apply the last quarter, you're going to be in a heck of a lot of discomfort here. So why don't you come sit in this chair and tell me everything I need to know?
I can't see the chair.
Oh, okay. So I'll lead Krillium over to the chair.
Sorry. That was rude.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to
put Krillium in the other chair, and I'm going to sit in Krillium's chair.
That's awesome.
Power move.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill me?
No.
Oh, what? Okay.
No, you're fine. Listen. I just need to do some crime. You see how wild I am. I've tried to do 3 or 4 crimes to you, and I don't know why. I'm hoping this is what I need, because I'm feeling really lost and freaked out right now, where I'm at in my life. And I'm just desperate to do some crime, and I'm desperate to meet Walrus, because I think that the Walrus, they might see something in me that is raw and they can mold and shape.
Okay, so I'm going to say Krillium is extremely panicked, sitting here in the dark, and he is fairly cowardly, all things considered.
I'm also coming at Krillium from every possible emotional angle.
Yeah, you really are.
I've not left anything in the toolkit.
You've got him all spun around and all.
He's like emotionally a wreck. Guys, I don't know what I'm feeling right now. Yeah. I'm so torn. I was listening to Natasha Peer and the Great Comet of 1812 before I came on here, and I'm an emotional hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know where I'm at. I don't know my head from my hind end right now.
So, roll for me 4d8 to see how this plays out.
I'm going to add a time to shine dice.
Okay, so 5d8.
So 5d8, and let me mark it on my little... I have a sheet that I keep...
Travi always marks mine for me.
Oh, will you mark mine for me, Travi?
Yes, I will.
Here he goes. It's 5d8.
Woo!
Wow, that was lucky that I did that, because I got 3 failures and 2 successes, a 6 and a 7.
Okay, on 2 successes, he says, okay, you've proven... You're capable of great crime, and you are quite unpredictable in a very scary way. I will set up a meeting for you with the Walrus, and I'll let him figure out how to handle this. The meeting will be at River City First headquarters. I'll let you know when. I'll email back by end of day tomorrow.
All right, I have one more stipulation.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to slide a note across the desk to you.
Okay.
And if you do not read this note verbatim, I will be forced to reveal your identity.
The lights are still off, so I can't...
I will flip the lights on.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, one moment, please.
Is it keyboard operated? What's going on? Are you having a...
I believe Justin's sending me the note.
All right, here you go. Here's the note. I'm going to flip the light on, and then I'm going to disappear the moment you start reading.
Oh, my, it's so bright. I wish I had eyelids. Oh, give me a second to adjust the light. Okay. And do you want me to read this into the speaker?
Verbatim into the speaker. Let me. Oh, this is my phone number. Can you text me about where?
I'll text you so you have my number too.
That's great. You put me in as Maxwell.
Okay. Yes. Can you put me in as Plamtula? Just.
Oh sure. Yeah.
Keep a, no problem. Thanks.
So you prefer me to put your? Yeah. Okay. All right. Got
I don't want my real name.
Now are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Hey everybody, it's me, the big boss. Wow, crazy times, huh? Anywho, everything is totally normal. For the minute or so, I suppose the next minute or so, close your eyes and your ears. I love you.
What do we see out in the lobby?
All right. I think you guys know your key. You got 1 minute to exfiltrate.
I'm 10 feet from the front door as the crow flies, with no sus on me whatsoever. I'm fine.
This is going to be, I made it even easier, Griffin. Can you imagine?
Yeah you see everybody kind of shrug and be like, okay. And so, like, the Cybot that was with you, the Teller closes their eyes. Todd Johnson is unconscious from the powerful fart that Dad let out.
And everybody's doing it?
Yeah. He's the boss.
Then I take a bunch of money. In fact, Travis, $1 million.
From the bank. They keep it in the bank manager's office.
They let me back there. Remember? I'm behind the teller window. I'm in the bank manager's office.
Yeah, but the vault is still sealed.
There's cash lying around in big piles everywhere. I've seen the bank.
Yeah.
Everybody has their eyes and ears closed.
I'll say this.
I steal $1 million.
You can steal without trying to break into the vault. You do see in the storage room, ready to grab, just bags of free lollipops.
Deal.
Okay.
Better than nothing.
You drive a hard bargain.
Everybody safety making their way out?
Safety pops or regular?
Yeah.
No, they have the loop. Yeah, they have the looped handle.
I say,
better for me because with the no teeth.
Yeah.
Say, good luck with the water. You guys got to get those pipes checked.
And I'll scoot out the front door.
And Roger and Artie come bursting out of the stinky IT office.
Uh-huh.
Make their way through the lobby. The only thing that slows Roger down is he tries to take a pin and does a pretty funny, whoa! Boom, because it's...
Oh, because of the chain. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then he makes his way out the door.
When you exit the door...
I take all the pins I can grab, too, on the way out just to show him his boss.
They are chained.
Oh, okay. You see three pins... on chains, but the chains aren't attached.
I have huge muscles, though, so I'm just going to yank them off.
That's cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Don't do this. By the way, kids, all this theft and stealing, don't do this because crime is wrong.
Banks are insured and not your
banks
friend.
That's the message we want to get across.
Hey, kids.
Banks are insured.
Stealing's okay if the victim is insured. Right, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they take tons of money from people. Anyway.
They would steal your money without a second thought.
You reach the outside, and as you clear the door, Roger, you begin to feel strange.
Oh.
You're smelling not farts, and you don't know what to do.
Hey, look. Oh, look at that vacuum cleaner. Oh, that vacuum cleaner. It's dancing. Look, it's doing a jig. Oh, my. And Roger.
And you see.
Roger collapses.
Yes, he has lost his coordination. He is stumbling around and he collapses before you.
What? Roger? Are you conscious? Roger.
Roger's not conscious.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! with an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, The Young Old Durf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Durf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's The Young Old Durf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, ZYXX, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
You've just completed the sex filtration, but Roger has collapsed before you. Speaking gibberish, uncoordinated. What do you do?
I scoop him up. Scoop him up in my arms, my big burly arms, and take off for our Honda Civic or whatever, Hyundai Elantra with a robot ball on it to get out of here.
Uncle Tinus, oh, I love you so much. Oh.
When you reach your car, Navy, your phone starts to buzz.
Yeah, I'll put it on speaker. Yep, you got Navy. Hello?
Yes, hello. It's Dr. Travis Barker. Have you completed? We're waiting for you here at J.J. August's house.
Okay, we're literally just walking away from the mission. We have not even had a chance to debrief, and we have a man down. So, can I call you back?
What happened? Was someone injured?
I don't. It's Roger. He just kind of like collapsed. I don't know. It's weird. We got to get him to. I don't know.
How long has it been since he had his Muesli X?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't keep track of that for him.
Does he have any on him? I gotta search his pockets.
You find a bunch of like lint and stuff he's picked up and things that he clearly thought would be important.
Roger, listen, where's your Muesli X, man?
In a white room with black curtains.
All right.
He said the Muesli X is in a white room with black curtains. Do you know what that means, Doc?
Yes, it's Dr. Snarf's office. I'll have Dr. Snarf meet us here. Hurry.
All right, let me call the plane.
The what?
I don't know. I just thought maybe we had a plane that I forgot about.
Where would it land? We're in the middle of the city.
VTOL. I knew we didn't have a VTOL.
I just want.
Well, we do have Neil. What, we have Neil. Is that our best transport? Is calling Neil to give us a ride?
We have our car. We can drive our own car.
Dean. Sorry, not Neil. Dean. Where did we park? I guess it would be here, right?
There's no reason our car wouldn't be. You're booping your key fob.
Boop, 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 boop.
It's like three cars down from the doorway of the bank.
Yeah, not discreet. I want to get in the car and gun it for JJ August's house. I assume they sent us a pin.
Yes, they've given you the address. You make your way to JJ August's house. You arrive at the same time as Dr. Snarf, who runs up with the bowl.
You must eat. You need to eat, Roger. He's not responding. Hold his mouth open.
All true. All true. He taught me about cud once.
All right, let me hold him up. I'm going to keep him elevated so that he doesn't get choked.
I'll spray a little bit of water in his mouth to help with the digestive
process. It's got to be saliva. It's got to be saliva.
Okay, here comes the train into the station. Help him chew. Heavy.
Listen. Time out on everything ever. If I have to keep hearing
it's
that
the worst noise
I've
ever
heard.
I don't want to hear Dad as a cow being forced to eat cereal by six hands.
I know.
It's the worst sound I've ever heard.
If I have
in my
to hear
life.
It anymore, I will, outside of continuity, quit this show.
Well, Dad,
and the kids
Dad specifically requested this exact scene play out. So
it's really dramatic.
Yeah, I got Travis. Listen, I have these script pages that he sent over. Yeah. Okay, I know. I have it, all right? I'm saying I'm not comfortable with the Foley.
Yeah.
And I'm a professional. I shouldn't be forced. I can't take the headphones
off. Would you
off.
Rather we add it in post?
Yeah. No, the kids shouldn't have to hear that either.
Okay.
It should be banned.
Okay.
How's this? Nummy.
That's better.
Way worse!
It's better.
Okay. Nummy.
My mistake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, everyone. Why are you looming?
Roger, when you joined the team and filled out this sort of like medical like background paperwork, you did not include on there that if you don't eat this special cereal at regular intervals, you'll die.
Oh.
And I feel like, and that's, we can accommodate that for sure, but it's good for us, your best pals and co-workers, to know this kind of stuff.
Well, I must admit, I was so into the character of Wink Martin Whale, I just lost track of Roger.
You blacked out in the booth, it happens, but you gotta let us know. No secrets, nothing to be ashamed of. Dude, I also
I was going to say family, but that seems like an overreach. We are, though, co-workers and acquaintances.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I have kind of a
nightmare of a mouth.
Sealy.
A nightmare mouth?
Sealy kind of taste.
A nightmare sound hole from which no joy could ever escape again.
Well, yes, it's me, Dr. Snarf. Yes, in order for you to be able to chew the bucellics, Navy SEALs spit in your mouth a lot.
Oh,
that's
dear God.
So awful. Oh, that's God. So heinous, and I hate being a part of it.
To save your life.
On that one, it was me, because I said it had to be saliva. Yes. And I just decided that. I didn't have to.
And now we zoom into the house. It's 5 minutes later.
Zoom into my bank account. It's empty. Everybody canceled everything. Nobody likes us anymore.
When you reach the front door, Dr. Travis Barker, a.k.a. Loveless, opens the door for you. Yes, come in.
Do you have any Listerine or...
I have a lozenge, a fisherman's lozenge, friend, if you want to switch that around.
Yeah, let me have a lozenge.
Hey, no worries. I got a lollipop.
Oh.
Wow, holy crap. Where did you get all those?
Yeah, no biggie. I'd rather not say. Pretty sure it was a federal
These
crime.
All have bank logo on them.
Yeah, not for long, they
Is
don't.
Is that pineapple? Do you have a pineapple?
Right, I slurp the logo off all of them. They're clean.
How dare you give Dad a hard time about his mouth fully, and seconds later slurp on a lollipop.
And mine is brief enough that you know I'm in on the joke of how bad it sounds.
In addition to that, giving Dad, taking $4,999.
It was $499.
And then you wanting to steal a million,
lollipop.
And it's
candy,
cool.
Free candy? Free candy. That's what I saw.
Yes, please join me here.
Yeah, what's
in the
so urgent?
Nook.
Well, I feel that we need to talk to somebody. Maybe bring another person in here. And JJ August is at the table.
Oh, hey, what's up, JJ?
Oh, hi. Welcome to my home. I see you didn't take your shoes off at the door. That's fine. Have a seat.
We actually came straight from a job. Do you mind if I use your SEAL toilet?
It's just a regular toilet. Do you need
a
special...
Do you have an axolotl toilet?
Do you guys need special
We need to use your SEAL toilet, your axolotl toilet, and your cow toilet. Can we use those real quick?
I hope it's the same as regular toilets, because that's all we have. But yeah, if you want to take a quick... Take a quick 10-1.
Okay, because Travis is unwilling to engage with this, I will take over briefly as the ZK.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, please.
It's a mutiny.
Give me a
if
break.
I could just have like one moment. Yeah, okay.
All bathroom related right. Don't overstep.
Yeah. just this one. Griffin, you open a door to the toilet, and that is the what every toilet is in the Abominable's world. It is an incredible multi-prong, multi-armed toilet solution.
Cool.
It has at least 16 holes.
Yeah.
For the really, really nice models. Sprayers galore.
Yeah.
Fragrances. It will put out like spread out bedding.
Yeah.
And then scoop up the bedding like hay.
It has several aperture settings. That
there are aperture settings. Yeah.
Cool.
And that's the toilet, and that's what everybody in the Abominable's world is able to put something in here.
Sweet. What is
that's what it says on the gold embossed logo.
Awesome.
On the outside. It says everybody in this world can put something in here.
I'm glad you seized control for that. Okay, it's 5 minutes later.
All right, now I think we're ready for the big reveal. I don't actually know what you all called us here for.
And Loveless takes off the Dr. Barker mask.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's important.
I look over at JJ just out of curiosity.
Oh, she knows.
Just like, okay, yeah, I thought
she's
so.
She's freaking out.
Yeah, I thought.
No, she knows. and I think we might need a little help. And you hear the front door open, and a man comes in, and he has a big bushy beard and dark glasses, and he's got a cabbie hat on. And he's like, oh, hi, I'm hello. And JJA says, this is my stepdad, Stan. And he says, oh, yeah, Stan Peebles, nice to meet you.
Stan, you're among friends. Which member of the Green Bank Guardians are you?
Oh, I don't, and then he looks over and he sees Loveless unmasked, and he's like, oh, okay, it's cool? Okay, and he takes off his big bushy beard.
Wow.
And his sunglasses.
What?
And his cabbie hat.
Wow.
And standing before you is Newton, the party boy of the Greenback Guardians. Hey, what's up, dudes?
I grab the nearest bag and start breathing into it, in and out very quickly.
All right, you think that's good? Check this out. And Axelot grabs the bottom of his face and just, like, tugs for, like, 5 seconds. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, I was so in it, dude.
Can you imagine, though?
I was so ready.
It would have been something.
Hey, so, sweetie, why am I...
Not if you hear anything about Maxilile.
He's talking to J.J. August. Sweetie, why... I'm glad you got friends over. Do you want some pizza rolls or something? You want me to make some... What's all this about, fellas?
I would slam some pizza rolls.
Oh, sure. Let me put some pizza rolls in the oven.
I just want you to know.
Are you asking the Green Bank Guardians to make you pizza rolls?
He offered, and it's rude to say no.
Fair play.
Every personality quiz I take, I'm always sort of more of a carver, but I think of myself as a Newton Rising. Mm-hmm. And it is an honor to meet you. Your carefree attitude is a light in the darkness for me in a lot of my worst moments.
Oh, any friends of my little June July over there or friends of mine? And you see JJ say, oh, Stan, don't.
There's no way that's what JJ stands for.
Yeah, my mom, May August, named me.
These names are so good, Trap. I'm so into it. Okay. All right. So, okay. How much does everyone know?
At this point, when you ask that question, Newton says, like about making pizza rolls, dude, or like how much? I just got here.
Okay.
I'll start. Krillium is Clamjula.
Oh. And Clamjula is...
part of it.
Oh.
No, Glamjula is sort of a go-between for the walrus, and we've got a face-to-face that I have managed to line up, the details of which should be coming through any moment.
Okay, cool. And what's the... And Loveless interrupts this.
I hadn't gotten to tell my friends yet. I just wanted to pass that along, and you could know, too. I thought everybody would be excited for
it. Hey. Incredible work. I heard it. Thanks, all. Pal. You really leaned on Krillium in a way that was threatening, but not over the top. And that is a really tricky needle to thread. And I think you did it superbly.
And Loveless turns to Newton and says, Newton, the walrus has Carver. And Newton drops the tray of frozen pizza rolls he was about to put in the oven.
Oh, I'll get that. Let me help you with that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dudes. Is Carver okay?
I mean, he's a big, strong turtle, man. So, I mean, he's probably holding up better than the average bear. My apologies. Tortoise man. And so he's probably hanging in there stronger than the average bear. But time is of the essence. We've been trying to get a move on with this thing.
Okay, yeah. Let's go get him, dudes. What are we doing, Santa Ray? Where is he?
We don't know. He's with the walrus. And we're trying to make contact with the walrus. That was what we just did. And so it sounds like we're going to get an email here just any second.
Okay, well, you said you had scheduled a face-to-face with him, right? So where? That's where Carver is. Let's go. Where did you schedule? Where's the meeting?
Waiting. The details will be coming through.
Well, he told you that it would be at River City First HQ.
Okay, it'll be... When it finally happens, it'll be at River City First HQ.
Shall no.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's... When they did River City First HQ, they repurposed Dr. Killdeath's, secret headquarter base. That place is a fortress, dude.
You obviously have not been following our exploits. There's no such thing as a fortress to us.
I want to boost us and say that we can do whatever we put our minds to.
Absolutely.
I do think that this particular one is going to be difficult to fart our way into. So, if you guys have any advice on how to get in there. I mean, it sounds like we'll have an invitation, so walking in is not going to be a problem. Getting Carver and getting out, that will be, I imagine, considerably trickier.
Well, if farts are off the table, yes. Let's hear their input.
Whoa, hey, dude. Farts are never off the table.
I would never tie your hands behind your back like that. You have a set of skills that make you unique, yes. And that's powerful.
Thank you.
And Newton turns to Levin and says, well, dude, why don't we just go straight to the source, man? And Levin says, I think might be a little trickier than we want, Newt.
What are you talking about?
Well, just go get, like, the layout and the blueprints from Dr. Killdeath.
But that's...
Why would Dr. Killdeath be willing to volunteer those to us?
Oh, he's an old friend of ours at this point, man.
Dr. Killdeath is a friend of yours?
Well, once he retired, dude, he really chilled out.
You fought him a lot, though.
Yeah, but at this point, he's totally chill. I mean, at this point, Lamar lives with him. Oh, wait, am I supposed to... Am I allowed to say that?
Lamar's alive, too?
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, he's pretty messed up, like, after the team broke up and everything. So he's been, you know, living in Dr. Killdeath's pool house.
You gotta understand, the rest of us sort of went within the span of, oh, how long's it been? A few weeks' time, thinking that you all had beefed it, to now knowing all of y'all are alive and living secret lives.
Oh, sorry, man. Do you need some, like, lemonade or, like, ginger ale or something?
I just wanna, I mean, I mourned you, dude.
Oh, bummer.
I went to the big...
The world mourned you.
We went to the wake that they threw for all four of you when they came out.
We didn't say we were dead, dude.
Everyone
just disappeared.
Why? Why did you guys go dark?
Well, that's a long story, dude. And it starts like this.
Hold, wait, how long? Because we do need to get to this place.
I don't know, like 10 to 15 minutes.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to tell it. Right now, after this episode break. Oh, wait, there's a bit more here. Okay, everybody, thanks for indulging me. You can go back to doing whatever you were doing. Banks are so wild if you think about it, huh? Why are we keeping all the money here when there are people out there who really need it out there? Gosh, really makes you think, huh? Anyhow, everybody gets a 10% raise. Great note, Justin. I really loved reading it. I'm actually sad there's no more of it to read. You're such an inspiration to me every day. Wow, what a hero. XOXO Gossip Girl.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network of artist-owned shows.
Supported directly by you.